Russian President Vladimir Putin is in the United States, where he is to hold a summit with President Bush beginning Friday. It will be the second time the two leaders have met since the U.S.-Russian relationship floundered amid Russia's strong opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The two presidents have said the bilateral relationship is too important to lose to hard feelings over Iraq, and most analysts agree that relations are already back on track. So, what will they do with their restored relationship? Just before leaving for the United States, President Putin told reporters in Moscow that he was prepared to boldly represent Russia's views on Iraq at the United Nations in New York and at the presidential retreat Camp David outside Washington. During his stay in the United States, the Russian president will address a UN General Assembly meeting that is due to focus on Iraq's post-war reconstruction. The subject will also feature prominently in his talks with President Bush on Friday and Saturday. Russia was one of the most vocal opponents of the U.S.-led campaign in Iraq, and President Putin told reporters in Moscow recently that Russia's position has not changed.
The situation that is currently unfolding in Iraq,
President Putin says the difficulties in restoring stability in Iraq have led him to conclude he was right all along in opposing the war, saying it was a big political mistake. He notes the conflict in Iraq continues, and he adds that there is growing evidence of an increasing number of Islamic extremists infiltrating the country who were not there before. President Putin says if stability is to be achieved, the United Nations must be given a greater role in Iraq's post-war reconstruction process. His comments come as the United States seeks Russia's endorsement of another UN Security Council resolution on Iraq. This one aims to increase international cooperation in the post-war reconstruction effort. But President Putin, along with the leaders of France and Germany, have said the resolution still falls far short of what is needed. The deputy director of Moscow's USA-Canada Institute, Viktor Kremenyuk, says if the two leaders can find some common ground on Iraq, it might, in his view, lead the way to cooperation on other issues. If they fail, Mr. Kremenyuk says, the U.S.-Russian relationship may be headed for more tough times.
I think that what Mr. Bush will be waiting, expecting from the Russian president is how he will explain why he decided to oppose this action by the Americans. Depending on that, I think they may go ahead developing the cooperation on the Iraqi issue into other areas, including maybe Iran, including maybe bilateral relationship, or the whole discussion may stop at that point.
Mr. Kremenyuk notes that the last time the two leaders met, in St. Petersburg in June, it was widely believed that Russia's nuclear cooperation with Iran also posed a significant threat to U.S.-Russian relations. Some analysts even ventured to say it would provoke another crisis. Then, earlier this month, Russia voted in favor of a U.S.-backed resolution at the International Atomic Energy Agency that set an October 31st deadline for Iran to fully disclose the details of its nuclear program. But Mr. Kremenyuk says the Iran issue could still be a source of tension at the Bush-Putin summit, especially if the United States continues to urge Russia to halt its nuclear cooperation with Iran, amid fears that Tehran is using Russian expertise and material for a secret nuclear arms program.
I don't think that Mr. Putin will go ahead and saying, okay, we shall sacrifice our relationship because you want it. No, that would be a mistake because it's very important for the Russian economy. It's very important for the Russian nuclear power industry, and it should not be risked unnecessarily.
Officials in Moscow and Tehran say their joint project at the Bushehr nuclear plant is for civilian purposes only. Mr. Kremenyuk says another global issue for the United States and Russia has been the U.S.-led war against terrorism. Russia was one of the first nations to sign on to the alliance, leading to a flourishing of U.S.-Russian relations 2 years ago. But the initial luster stemming from that partnership has worn off, as many Russians say their country is not getting any tangible benefits for its cooperation. Other analysts, like Masha Lipman, see deeper problems in the U.S.-Russian relationship. Ms. Lipman says the widely publicized warm personal relationship between Presidents Bush and Putin hides what she sees as serious disagreements on major issues and a lack of substantive cooperation.
At the time of the previous summit, there was a lot of talk about whether or not the relations between the countries will be repaired. Well, they have been repaired in a way that President Bush is clearly going to treat President Putin as a friend. However, as well as back then, there is no real substance. There is nothing new. There is no substance and no foundation for real partnership. The fact that President Bush once again will see President Putin's soul does not change this.
Ms. Lipman refers to the fact that when the two leaders first met in June of 2001, President Bush said he looked into the eyes of the Russian president and former KGB chief and saw his soul. Mr. Bush went on to say that Vladimir, as he called him, was his friend and was a man he thought the United States could work with and trust. Still, Ms. Lipman says the U.S.-Russian relationship continues to be saved by practical reality. She says each side needs the other to further its goals. She notes that the United States needs Russia's help on terrorism, Iran, and Iraq, and Russia needs U.S. help, especially in its effort to be more integrated into the global economy. She cites the energy sector as one area where there is mutually beneficial cooperation. Russia and the United States held their second high-level energy meeting in St. Petersburg just before President Putin left for the United States. And Russian and U.S. officials say energy cooperation will be one of the principal subjects of their upcoming talks at Camp David. But even President Putin's chief of staff acknowledges there are limited goals for this week's summit. In an interview with Russia's Interfax news agency, Sergei Prikhodko did not talk about bold new initiatives, but rather said the goal of the upcoming summit is to talk about fulfilling existing agreements and to look for ways to expand cooperation. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.